I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you guys today, and I'm excited. Today's the 5th, and I've got way too many notes. I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do with today's show. Yeah, I've been going through emails and DMs and all that stuff from whenever I was skiing, and man, I've got way too much stuff. So there comes a point in the offseason, we're not there yet, where I'm like, all right, now it's time to start manufacturing some content. Let's go back into nostalgia. Let's do some of this, you know, greatest of series, all this. I love all those things. But man, I will say this, and credit to everybody listening or watching or subscribing, wherever you are. The amount of energy and excitement and just kind of overall, I don't know. People are excited, and people are curious, and people have a lot of stuff that they want to talk about. You didn't feel this way the last 2 years. You know, losing that NFC championship when Brock got hurt, and then you had like, man, who's quarterback? All that stuff. Is Brock going to be healthy? Blah, 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 blah. Then you had the Super Bowl overtime loss, which just sucked. And now, man, people are pumped, and the faithful are excited, and it's fun. And there's so many like well thought out questions and topics that, you know, I'll start diving into it, and then I'm like, man, I got a page and a half on this one single question. That's where we are. So I love this. I'm excited. This is episode 1327. Have to say thank you to all of our executive producers, Corey Robbins, 49ers, George 365, David Gill. You guys are the best, the best, the best. And yeah, right here, Bobo. We were loaded last season and still lost the Super Bowl. 14 Pro Bowlers. Ah, there's Bobo. I love all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the best. What's up, RTP? Ed saying, man, finally catching alive. What's up, Monkey Boy? I love it. I love it. I love it. And so the meat and potatoes of today's show is we're going to talk draft capital, we're going to talk salary cap capital, and we're going to venture into the restructure and effective cap and all those things. And basically, PFF put out this chart. It's really, really good. Shout out to my man, Jonathan H. He is crucial to the 49ers rush team. Man, a visual graphic that shows exactly how much each team has as far as draft capital, salary cap capital, and what that looks like going into the 2025 season. So we've got charts, we've got graphs, we've got draft talk, free agency talk, trade talk, you name it, we're covering it today, and I'm so excited. Bucky Boy, let's start off with you. He says, if the 49ers can re-sign Greenlaw and somehow get Garrett, it would be the best offseason I can remember. It's already trending that way, right? You fired the two horrible coordinators. And the Cowboys picked up one of them, which is great. The other one's now an assistant, I think, for the Commanders. But whatever. You fire two incompetent coordinators that literally derailed the season. I know the injuries were a big deal, but we had horrible coaches. And two-thirds of our units were awful. Defense, special teams, god-awful. You replace that with Saleh, who is great, knows the team, invented the scheme for us. He didn't invent the scheme. But implemented the scheme for the 49ers back in 2017 through 2019. You get him back. That's huge. You get a quality special teams coordinator with experience that has had, you know, half of his career has been a top 10 special teams coach. That's huge. You're getting positive injury news from guys like Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, all kinds of different stuff out there. That's huge. And now, man, rumors of Myles Garrett heading into the draft, all these different things. It's just so fun. And just up. Let's keep it going. What's up, David? Hey, Dave. Appreciate you guys. Ed says, signing Garrett is a good thought. Probably not going to happen. Then who would they go after? Yeah, if you get Garrett, I did a whole episode on this. I went off. I would love that. Yeah, I'd love Khalil Mack as well. Much cheaper, older, longer in the tooth option. But yeah, he's great. What's up, Mike? Appreciate you guys. All the hashtags he sees. What's up, Darren? Man from Hawaii. Appreciate you, brother. Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Sean, we got the Irish in the house. Colin, man, we've got UK, Irish, everybody. I freaking love it. NY Niners, we got you covered, man, and I love it. What's up, Josh? Appreciate you guys. All right, so a couple things I wanted to jump into just real quick. Shout out to George Kittle winning the Salute to Service Award winner. They've had 14 winners. This is the first 49ers to win it, and George Kittle, yeah, well-deserved, absolutely incredible. Love that for him. I'm sure that's a huge thing for him. He's going to be honored at the NFL Honors Award, which comes up this weekend, right before the Super Bowl. Hats off to him, man. Props. Now, the 49ers, even in a bad season, continue to have candidates interview for main jobs. 49ers Director of Scouting and Football Operations, Josh Williams, was requested to interview for the Jacksonville Jaguars general manager job. Now, this is a twofold, two-sided coin type of thing. I don't want the Niners losing them. I really, really don't. We have been poached. Even in a bad year, we didn't even make the playoffs, still might get guys poached. Well, the positive, the flip side of that, if he is hired, the minority general manager or head coach, whatever it is, the 49ers, we get two more comp picks. You get an additional third rounder this year. Would love that. An additional third round pick in the 2026 draft. Would love that. It will allow Kyle Shanahan to get his dumbass. Kyle Shanahan's not a dumbass, but he does do some dumbass picks in the third round. It allows Kyle Shanahan to get those dumb picks that never have a chance of hitting out of the way. That seems to be wherever he loves to make those mistakes, whether that's Jake Moody, Cameron Latu, Trey Sermon, TDP, Danny Gray. We can go on. So anyway, I want the picks. I don't have hope for the picks, even if we do get them, but I do have hope in the fact that if those are Kyle Shanahan's wild ball, pound the table, I got to get this guy, and then it's just like a complete waste, and they do nothing, but, you know, whatever. At least they're compensation picks, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to happen. But if Josh Williams gets hired, if he wants a job, I want him to go. I don't like holding people back. But what was interesting, and shout out to Akash, he put this out on Twitter. You know, Josh Williams isn't the number one or number two guy behind John Lynch. It's general manager John Lynch. Then it's RJ Gillum and Tariq Ahmad. Then it's Josh Williams. So, like, he's not the number one, number two, number three. He's the number four guy in our personnel department, our front office department. So I thought that was kind of interesting, to say the least. What's up, Fish? New year, new coaching. Very excited. Yes. Oh, here we go. Shade. Yeah, this, I have to say credit to the legend Ty. He says, John, that sweatshirt. It's not a sweatshirt. It's sweatshirt material, but it's a t-shirt. My man Ty, he made this. It's the Iron Fred Warner All-Pro shirt. It's freaking awesome. It's kind of like that boxing, like thick, whatever. And it's got the four stars on there for each one of the All-Pros. Badman Ty, Ty's the best there is. And I put a link. It's in the top of the description of this video. If you need 49ers gear, he's the best. Look, he even sent one of these over for the wifey. It just says Niners Faithful, established 1946. He's got guys, girls, sweatshirt, hoodie. I mean, Ty is talented. He's a faithful. He comes to the road events, the road 49ers Rush road trips. He's such a good friend, such a good dude. Support local. go into the link. You'll see 49ers shirts and all that stuff. You'll see it right there. Go check it out. He is just such a stud. It's www.stayfaithful.vip. So stayfaithful.vip. Go check it out. And man, high quality. Dude is talented. Yeah, I'm wearing this bad boy. I feel really cool right now. I do. So shout out to Ty. Go support him. Again, the link is in the description. Not getting paid for that. It's just Ty is, he's the best of us is what he is. Appreciate you, Ty. Right here, Mike. I have a video game scenario in my head where Purdy waits a year for his contract and Niners take Watson and Garrett. I would love that. I don't think Brock Purdy would do that. I sure as hell don't think his agent would let him, but I'm all for it. What's up, Dr. Steve? We got Captain Jason Talofa, my brother. Yeah, David, right here. Jags interview Josh Williams for GM spot. More draft capital. What's with the Jags always trying to mess with our people? Like, come on, man. Like those are our guys. And yeah, I want the draft picks. I get that. But at the same time, man, I would love it. Right here, Captain Jason, have you seen the Bleacher Report trade for TJ Watt? Yeah, I thought that was dumb. I'm not the biggest Bleacher Report guy, to be honest with you. Not that it's all bad, but no, TJ Watt, why would he leave a quality organization that is always in the playoff contention? He's a perfect scheme fit. Wouldn't be a perfect scheme fit here. Yeah, he's amazing. I just don't see it. I don't understand why that makes sense for TJ Watt. I don't understand why that makes sense for the Steelers. I get why Myles Garrett wants out. Why would TJ Watt want out? Like, look what his brother did. Stayed in one city predominantly. I know he went to the Cardinals late, but stayed there while they were relevant. And now he's like a champion in that city and like a hero in that city. TJ Watt's going to be the same thing in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a quality organization. The Steelers or the Browns are the worst. One of the worst. Yeah, that's what it is.
Did you know last year, save more money was the most popular New Year's resolution in America? Clearly, a lot of us feel like our money is slipping through our fingers. But it's not your fault. The whole world is trying to spend your money. There's streaming apps, delivery fees, tips on self-checkout machines. The list goes on and on. Good thing there's Acorns. Acorns helps grow your money into more of your money. Imagine if you started saving a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, how you would feel if you started investing what you already have. Well, with Acorns, it makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, or your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich either. Acorns lets you invest with spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your personal spare change. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. That's acorns.com/49ers. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida? And here's the thing, Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in or out as quick as 15 minutes. And now they offer MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account for this sports season. So head to prizepicks.com, use the link in the description of this podcast, or download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code 49ers. You'll get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Now, here's my favorite thing about this is it's just so simple. You pick two players, and let's say you're into basketball. Is Steph Curry going to score over 26.5 points? Is Jimmy Butler going to score over 20.5 points? Over, under, you get paid if you get it right. That's where it is. So go to Prize Picks and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Vince, I love this. Kittle's a damn hero. So glad I wear his jersey. I love me some George Kittle, man. Love me some George Kittle. It's hard not to. Who he is all the time. On, off, his wife, his dad, his family. I mean, shoot, we were in Arizona throwing an event for our tailgate, and his wife and Kirsten Juszczyk walked in. Place blew up. I'm in places where Fred Warner, you know, Frank Gore, William Floyd, all these legends walk in. It was similar to that, how excited everybody got. And so pretty cool right here. Joshua plays the G. I love it, love it, love it, love it. All right, so let's do this. Let's get into our PFF chart on Draft Capital. And again, I have to say thank you to the legend that is Jonathan H. He's the reason why we are having this discussion. And if you can't see because it's too small, or if you're listening only, I'm going to do my best to break this down and kind of explain what's happening over here. So PFF put together a chart. It's a horizontal bar chart with three different metrics, okay? Effective cap space, draft capital, and restructure potential. And it aligns these horizontally to see who has the best means to get better. That's the idea. This was done by PFF. They did a hell of a job. Well, long story short, the 49ers are seventh, okay? They're seventh. Now, what makes it even, there's two teams that have the most, and that's the Patriots and the Las Vegas Raiders. But if you look at 3 through 8, they're almost identical. They're really, really close. So 3 through 8's not much. Then there's a big drop, and teams get worse, worse, worse from there. So the Niners are 7th. They're really, really good space. Draft capital-wise, the Niners are 6th. 6th. And if for some reason, Josh goes somewhere, it's only going to get better because you're going to get an additional third. And with how close the 49ers are, I think the 49ers would jump to 4th. I really, really do. 4th or 5th, that's where they would be. Just with that one addition of a third-round pick because they're all clumped together. Now, the effective cap space, which is important because there's cap space, then there's effective cap space. And this is where Parag Marate kind of dominates because we roll forward so much every single year. So the 49ers have a whole lot of effective cap space, and they're above average in that, despite having so many Pro Bowlers, All Pros, all that stuff coming back. And again, I know somebody's listening to this going, yeah, but when the Brock Purdy deal gets done, I'm telling you, it's not going to affect it that much. That first year cap space is going to be about $7 million. That second year, about $15 million. Third, fourth year, then you're into the 20s, 30s, 40s. But you've still got this three-year window where Brock's contract is not going to hurt. Go look at Jalen Hurts. Go look at Jalen Hurts. Still not a giant cap space, even though he's in his fourth year. I think it's like $24 million. Not huge yet. Doesn't get there for another 4 years. Now, the restructure potential is below average, but we have two hardcore candidates, Fred Warner and George Kittle. They're not going anywhere. Both coming off all pro or second team. Both were all pros. George Kittle got robbed. George Kittle got robbed. George Kittle got robbed. Period. So now if we look at this just in the NFC West, the 49ers are first in the NFC West at 7th. The Cardinals are 10th. The Rams are 20th. And the Seahawks are dead last in the NFL, 32nd. They have no cap space. They don't have much draft capital, and they don't have restructure opportunities. Like, they can't add, and they're changing their system offensively over to the 49ers scheme, so they're adjusting their scheme. Now, if you want to look at this from a Myles Garrett standpoint, the 49ers are the only team in the top 10 with a chance at the Super Bowl. Listen to the top 10. Patriots, no. Raiders, no. Bears, no. Titans, no. Jets, no. Giants, no. Niners, yes. Jags, no. Panthers, no. Cardinals, no. That's the top 10. Now, you do have the Commanders at 11. Chargers 13, Vikings 14, Cowboys 16, Bengals 17, Steelers 18. Like, yeah, in that you kind of 11 to 20 range, there's a lot. But the Niners are sitting there at 7 with a gigantic. So, again, do I think the Myles Garrett trade's going to happen? I don't. I think it probably won't. It just doesn't happen often. I want it to happen. I did a whole episode on that. Just for the Niners to land them, it's probably not likely. It makes a lot more sense than it should. But, man, whenever I look at these, I'm like, dude, if I'm Myles Garrett and the Browns, call the Niners first. Call the Niners first. Because you try to trade Myles Garrett to a team that's not going to compete. Yeah, the Patriots might have more draft capital, but good Lord. That roster sucks. Yeah, they got their quarterback. Yeah, I like the head coach. That roster is devoid of talent. They ain't winning anytime soon, especially in that division. Not happening. Not happening. Let's get to a couple comments as before we close this one up. Right here. Ed, the Jacks, no clue on building a championship team. They try to poach our guys every year. It's getting old. Yeah, it is. It is. Tomlin getting traded. Yeah, Tomlin ain't getting traded. Like, the Steelers have had three coaches, I think, for like close to 60 years. Steelers don't do business like other teams. I respect the hell out of it. Why would you get rid of Mike Tomlin? I would not. Yeah, the quarterback situation's an issue. I get that. But the Steelers are never in the business of rebuilding. They don't believe in that. They contend every year. They contended this year. They'll contend next year. They've never had a losing season since Mike Tomlin's been there. And I know that's not what everybody wants Super Bowl champions, which he got a long, long time ago. Yeah, that ain't happening. Seahawks crushing it. That's right. Dead last. What do they have to show for it? What do they have to show for it? What's up, Eric? Appreciate you, brother. Always good to see you, man. NY Niners. Out of the top eight teams, only one is close to contending. Yep, that would be us. There's no competition. Maybe the Bears, but not the Bears. Right here, 805. I had a dream. The 49ers trade for Josh Allen. I believe you and Kyle Shanahan share that dream. But, yeah, it's not happening. B-Fish, funny that the Giants and Bears are up there on the chart. Have the option of getting better, but won't. Yeah, they will not. The Bears, maybe with Ben Johnson, will. But, yeah, no way. Right here. Did last season 6-11 not happen? Contenders, dude, you have to look at the situations. You have to look at the injuries. You have to look at the close losses in the division. You have to look at the roster and the coaching changes. I think that matters. I think almost every single team in the NFL would consider the Niners to be contenders. I 100% believe that. Yeah, last year sucked, and the coaching was terrible, and the injuries were catastrophic. And, yeah, you lost those three. If you switch those three division games and, you know, the if and would and should and all that, I get that. But if you don't think the Niners are contenders next year, I completely disagree. They're contenders, period. I don't think that anybody would disagree with that in the NFL, let alone the 49ers. Like, why would Robert Saleh come back here if we're not contenders? Like, you've got your quarterback in Brock Purdy. You've got Kyle Shanahan. You've been in, what's that now, 4 out of 6 NFC championship games, and you're returning most of your studs. Can they stay healthy? That's a question. But, yeah, the 49ers 100% are contenders. I think kind of everybody would agree with that. Bobo, what do you make of Roger Goodell's statement on rigged games? Yeah, that dude. Roger Goodell is nothing but a mouthpiece for the billionaire owners. He didn't give a shit about fans. He doesn't give a shit about integrity. He doesn't give a shit about, he doesn't care. He cares about billionaires making more money. That is it. That is only Roger Goodell's purpose. It has nothing to do with protecting the Shield. It has nothing to do with any of those things. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm saying he's a lobbyist. That's his job. And, yeah, I don't care. Roger Goodell can say anything. You put zero weight on anything that human being believes in, if he is that. He is a mouthpiece that is being controlled by Jerry Jones, Shad Khan, all those guys, and that is his only job. That is the only people he answers to. That is who pays him the hundreds of millions of dollars that he makes. That's all that is. So, yeah, everybody with eyes that watches the Chiefs play in the playoffs understands. Not even the playoffs anymore. They did it all season long. Week one, week two, week three. It was all season long. So, yeah, I don't care about anything. And look at this, 805 taking shots. John, if Lucas traded, anything is possible. I keep dreaming, though. Yes, dream, and there are always stupid organizations out there, like the Dallas Mavericks, my team. Idiots. Stupid as hell. Dumb. Try to take advantage of those dumb ones. I do not consider the Steelers dumb. I consider them a very intelligent team. Yeah, they suck at quarterbacks, but most quarterbacks aren't good. That's why whenever you get somebody, if Brock Purdy was on the Steelers, good Lord, they would be so excited. In fact, they spent a first-round pick on a Brock Purdy-type guy with a low ceiling, hoping the football pedigree and IQ would come across. It didn't. That was Kenny Pickett. Anyway, all right. Let's see here. Let's get to our next part. Sean C. asked this in an email. He says, you've been talking about the Niners need to add a veteran wide receiver. Sean says, I agree with you. What are your thoughts on Davante Adams? Love Davante Adams. Probably one of my favorite, how do I say this, wide receivers of this generation. Is that an appropriate thing to say? I think Davante Adams in his prime was unreal. The route running, the hands, the toughness, just taking over games, all those different things, just unbelievable. But I don't think that he's that anymore. Do I still think that he's a great wide receiver? Yes. Will he be a cap casualty for the Jets? Probably. They're going to go full rebuild, I think. Having said that, could you get him for cheap? If you could get Davante Adams on like a 1-year, $5 million deal? Yes. Do I think he would sign with us? I do not. Remember, has to make sense for the player and the team. Why would Davante Adams come here? He's not going to be the number one wide receiver over a healthy Brandon Ayuk at this stage in his career. Now, is Brandon Ayuk going to be healthy? Ooh, I don't know. You call him and you say, now this is, he's still under contract. You're not trading for him. But if they cut him, yes, I would love him to come here. But he would be the number one wide receiver on 20-plus teams. Here, he would be the number one wide receiver, but we're a run-heavy team. And we have Brandon Ayuk is making, what, five times more money than he will be if he is cut and signs a cheap deal? I don't know. And on top of that, Davante Adams has been a locker room issue the past two teams he's been on, the Raiders and the Jets. But I don't want to hold that too much on him. I would love Davante Adams. I would love Davante Adams on this team. Having said that, I don't see it likely, but I would love it. I just don't see why Davante Adams go to a run-heavy team that doesn't throw the ball deep very often. Well, that changed this past year, so you got to preface that. But I think he would much rather go to another team where he would be the number one, personally. But there's so many veteran wide receivers available in wide Niners. I'd rather go with Hopkins, yes. DeAndre Hopkins, that would make perfect sense here. Christian Kirk, Chris Olave is going to cost a lot of money. I don't know what they're going to do with Chris Olave, but I doubt we could get him. He's going to be very, very expensive. I'm not going to highlight any more Luka comments, guys. I'm still mourning. I thought about growing my unibrow out this morning to pay recompense, but I can't do it. And I'm still angry. I'm still angry. I'm still angry. Now, listen to these veteran wide receivers that are available that I do think are smart. Now, again, you have to remember, the 49ers have Ayuk for $30 million a year. You way overpaid for that guy. He has to be the number one. You've got Debo, who that contract says you're probably not going to be able to trade him this year. Debo will be around. He spent a first-round pick on Ricky Pearsall, who came out and showed out that he belongs. And you got Jacob Cowan. You have two young pups that you still are trying to figure out how to get them involved, and Juwan Jennings, who I think is the best of the bunch. I don't agree with Terrell Owens on really anything, but if you saw the clip, Terrell Owens came out and said, man, Juwan Jennings played like a $30 million wide receiver. He should have been the guy that got paid. I was saying that from the beginning. I was saying it before he went off. You have five. The 49ers sometimes keep six, sometimes five. You don't need to waste a draft pick, especially one in the first, second, third rounds. on a wide receiver. Don't you didn't need to do it last year either, but you did. That's why I want a vet. Listen to these veteran wide receivers that are available that fit what we do. Darius Slayton. Darius Slayton would be at the top of my list. I think that he is a damn good wide receiver who has never played with a capable quarterback or a good, I don't want to say good head coach, good offensive mind. I know Daboll is respected by a lot, but I'm sorry, man. What that Giants team has done, I don't think they're very good. I think Darius Slayton's a damn good wide receiver. Amari Cooper, I will never forget when a second-round pick and Amari Cooper were on the table for Brandon Ayuk. I would have drove him to the airport. I'm glad Ayuk's with us. We overpaid. But, man, that second-round pick I said would be a top 40, top 50 pick. It's a 33rd overall pick. And you would have saved all that money. And Amari Cooper's not that far off. He's not as good as Ayuk. He's not. But he's still pretty freaking solid. Anyway, I'd be fine with Amari Cooper. DeAndre Hopkins, Brandon Cooks, Josh Palmer, Tyler Boyd, Rondale Moore, Zay Jones, Tim Patrick, Noah Brown, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Mac Hollins, KJ Osborne, Dyami Brown, Tylan Wallace. Like, there are so many veteran wide receivers. I don't want another young pup that's going to take time to learn one of the most complex wide receiver schemes in the NFL. There are guys out there. There are all guys out there. I'm not getting over it. I'm not getting over it. I'm still pissed. I don't love the Mavericks anywhere near. I love the Niners, but I do love playoff basketball. And you just traded like one of the best playoff performers. Why y'all making me talk about this? I don't want to talk about this. David, keep seeing T. Higgins 49ers rumors. Makes no sense. Great player. Makes no sense. He's wanting top of the market money. No, makes no sense. Would I love T. Higgins? Yes, 100%. He would be the perfect number two wide receiver, which he is. I think he's the best number two wide receiver in the NFL next to Jamar Chase on that number two side. But no, there ain't no way. And we're run heavy? Nah. Leon, I think you could consider Adams the wide receiver one considering BA's injury. His return date is likely mid-season. He'll be rusty. We'll see. Ayuk's injury happened early. That's the positive. If it's that nine-month time frame, which it was a pretty gruesome injury. It was a contact ACL. That's not good. But yeah, we'll see. I love Darius Slayton, man. I would absolutely love that. Right here. Hey, chap, turning my basement into a 49ers den. What's up, Eric? Congrats, man. Just bought a house. Yeah, I think you guys are over, I want to say New Zealand. I could be wrong. I know you're somewhere on the other side of the world. What's the best place to buy 49ers signed memorabilia? I know this is going to sound weird, but eBay is pretty solid. Just check the rating. You'll get better deals there. Pristine Auction's good. But eBay's probably where I get most of the stuff that I give away. I'm not the biggest memorabilia guy. I deal predominantly in jerseys. Pristine Auction's pretty good. Very high shipping rates. I know that's going to be an issue. But reach out to me. I'll help you out. Message me, text me, whatever you got, my information. We'll figure that out. And I'll be happy to help in any way I can. NY Niners, ideally any vet wide receiver we bring in needs to be a special teams contributor. Yes. Leon, I really like Slayton. I love Darius Slayton. RTP, stop it. Right here, Lee. Don't know why Cooper couldn't get any targets with the Bills. Mac Hollins looked like a better player. I like Mac Hollins was on my list. Mac Hollins was on my list. It affects stuff when you don't practice together. You trade in middle of the season, you don't practice. It's a big issue. What's up, MC? Appreciate you, buddy. Joe, late but here. That's all that matters. You're here. Everything else, just details. Now, if you guys are betting on the Super Bowl, you know where you got to go.
The wild ride on the road to New Orleans is almost over. The big game is just around the corner. So, for fans looking to cash in on the Super Bowl, MyBookie is where it's at. They packed in promotions, props, and features that make betting on this event not just exciting, but seriously profitable. You can bet on props. Listen to these. How long will the national anthem last? Will somebody trip during the halftime performance? You can even talk about, man,
Are there going to be a taunting penalty called? Will the president tweet during the game? Which commercials will appear first, Budweiser or Coca-Cola? You want to go cars, Toyota or Jeep commercial first? Netflix or Amazon have a commercial first? All the way down to what color will the Gatorade shower be? And if you like squares, guess what? Make every quarter count. You can play for as little as $1.25 and win big with prize pools up to $10,000. So, with everything from the Super Bowl props to live betting, MyBookie is the ultimate destination. Use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, or scan the promo code next to me. It's going to take care of you, and you're going to get a boosted bonus when you make your first deposit. So, if you're betting anywhere, make sure to bet with MyBookie on the big game. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right. Shout out to my man, Aaron R. I love this. Is a two-part question, and I really, really enjoyed this. Here's his question. How many draft picks make the roster this season? I feel like we have spots where we aren't going to cut a bunch of players or have to stash them on the practice squad. That's Aaron's first question. Shout out to Aaron R. Here's the thing. The 49ers have developed and turned into a very top-heavy roster. That was evidenced when we saw all the injuries last year. You had a couple injuries, and then you had no defensive tackles. Nick Bosa's out. You have no pass rush at all. It just got really, really, really bad. And so this 49ers 2025 roster, and this is before free agency even, it's top heavy. Now, the reasons for that, the Trey Lance trade, missing on, you know, draft picks and not being able to re-sign them, the top rounds, and drafting kickers and punters, which is always stupid. Never draft a kicker or punter ever, 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 ever. If there is a 1 in 1,000 chance that a late 7th round pick could be Brock Purdy, you draft the guy that could be every single time. Never waste picks on kickers or punters ever, 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 ever. If I was a GM, I would have a giant banner in my scouting room. You scout all of them. Meet with them. But you don't draft them. You don't draft them. You don't draft them. We have the highest kicker and the highest punter drafter in the NFL, and they both are not good. Both are not good. Anyway, we'll always point it back to anyway, it's what it is. Now, here's the thing. We are top heavy, but here's what's crazy. We have 10 draft picks currently. That's what we're slated for in the 2025 draft. Now, if Josh Williams goes and signs somewhere, you'll have 11, another third round pick. We would love that. I believe this is very easy roster for all 10 picks to make the squad. I really do believe that. Now, you go through the history, the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Listen to this. This is crazy. Let's go. I went year by year. 2024 Niners draft. You drafted 8. You cut 1. Jared Kingston, and that was a mistake. That was so stupid. For Ronnie Bell, I mean, there's so many guys. It's just an absolute waste. We could definitely, Jared Kingston would be fighting for a starter spot at left guard if we would have kept him and developed him. Would have been. It was an absolute waste. Anyway, 2023, you drafted 9, cut 0. You did put Cam Latu on IR. I told you the day of the draft that was the dumbest pick ever. People got mad at me. You got to give him a chance, got to give him a chance. Niners never gave him a chance. Kyle Shanahan made fun of him at a press conference. Never took one snap for us, never had one catch for us. Cam Latu, complete waste. But you drafted 9, cut 0. 2022 draft, cut. You drafted 9, cut 1. Tariq Castro-Fields, the corner, was the only one that didn't make it. But he started more games than a lot of guys that we kept. 2021, drafted 8, cut 0. 2020 draft, draft 5. That's another reason why we don't have a lot of depth. Cut 0. You've only cut 2 players that you have drafted in the past 5 drafts. Now, the most that you've drafted is 9, 9, 8, 8, 5 in those years. Now you have 10. I really believe this team would be very happy with 14 picks. Which team wouldn't want more picks? I understand that. I think that there are room for 14 picks. Now, is somebody that you go to draft suck and doesn't perform? Yeah, that's going to happen. But I don't think that you go into this draft thinking, man, we're only going to keep 7. I think it's time for turnover on the back end. I really, really do. And I think that this roster, you've got to have an influx at young talent in the trenches. You have none. You have no young people anywhere. You literally on the defensive line have nobody that's young besides Evan Anderson and Kalia Davis. Evan Anderson has promise. Kalia Davis, bubble player currently. Offensive line, you have one young player, and that's Dominique Pooney. There's no other young players on our offensive line, period. You want to talk about Nick Sakel? He's going into his fourth year. Like, you got to have somebody. You don't have a young tackle. You have Dominique Pooney. You don't have a young center. You want to talk about Drake Nugent? Okay, cool. Never even made the active roster, right? He's a practice squad player. You need youth in the trenches, period. The only place that you have youth is the wide receiver position and corner position. That's it. Safety. Don't have young linebackers. D. Winters going into his third year. That's it. Fred Warner, long in the tooth. Dre Greenlaw, you bring him back long in the tooth. Jalen Graham can't see the field. You need youth everywhere. Everywhere. You really, really do. So I believe that, man, you've got to get... You got to use these draft picks. I'm all for trading up if you can get Mason Graham. I'm all for trading up if there's an offensive tackle that you truly do believe is like the left tackle number one and eventual, you know, Trent Williams replacement. I'm cool with that. But outside of that, I ain't trading up. Abdul Carter ain't falling. We'll talk about Daniel Jeremiah put out his top 50. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. But I believe there is room for every single pick. And I value youth over vets just because you got to see what they could do, their ceiling and all that stuff. But the 49ers, again, have cut two players in the past five drafts that they have drafted. That's it. That's pretty solid. And this roster is not like those rosters at all. What's up, Phil? How you doing, man? Right here, you think Cup and picks for Garrett could happen? No, the Cooper Kupp ain't getting traded at all. That dude's got $20 million back-to-back years. He ain't playing like a $20 million wide receiver. And if McVay can't get it out of him, what makes you think somebody else can? McVay is the best at getting the most out of wide receivers in the NFL. Like, he's up there. I don't think Cooper Kupp's getting traded for. I think that they're going to have to release him, eat that contract, then he'll sign elsewhere. Cooper Kupp, yeah, we all remember that 1 year. $20 million for that for 2 years? $20 million this year? And nah, that dude ain't getting traded. Unless the Rams eat a lot of cap space. I don't see it. Niner Goat. Chapman, I've never been to a 49ers Rush tailgate party. I'm definitely coming to one this season, preferably a road game. What city do you recommend? Ooh, it's almost like I paid you to put that question in there. I appreciate you. This is the schedule next year. The road games. Obviously, we have our division opponents, but New Orleans, Tampa Bay, New York, Houston, Indianapolis, Cleveland. Personally, I would say the Houston or New Orleans games, those are probably going to be our two biggest parties. I love Tampa Bay. Absolutely love Tampa Bay. A lot of people will be at the New York one because it's the closest to like seven states up in the Northeast. But if I had to tell somebody to come to an event, we are pulling out all the stops for Houston. That is probably going to be our biggest party. We haven't been to that city in a long, long time. So the Houston chapter is amazing. Shout out to my main man, Ruben. He's the best there is. It is going to be awesome. So if I had to say, if you're a party or a drinker, New Orleans. But if you're looking for the biggest party that we're going to be throwing, that's going to be Houston next year. We are already in the works in those. We'll have to see if there's an international game. That Cleveland game could be an international game. And if it's in London, I'll be there. If it's in Mexico City, I'll be there. If it's in Berlin, I'll be there. If it's in Antarctica, I will never miss. I have two goals with the 49ers as a fan. I will never miss a 49ers-Cowboys game in person. That's number one. And number two, I will never miss a 49ers international game in person. That's it. I'll probably never go back to the Super Bowl. I did that once. It was incredible. I don't think I'd ever do that again. I think the watch party is definitely the way to go. Super Bowl is awesome. but it's not for fans. It's for corporate and it's for celebrities, and it doesn't feel like a fun football game. Like, I was at the Miami one, which was incredible, and I'm glad that I went once, and I'm very thankful that I went once, and a lot of you guys are the reason why I was able to go, but I don't think I'd ever go back again. It wasn't a cool experience. A lot of people, everybody's just on their phone the whole time. You're not sitting with fans of either team. It's all people in business attire, and yeah, I didn't like it. It felt gross. We did that watch party in Vegas with 550 Niners fans. That was badass. Like, everybody that was there up until the end of the game and overtime where we lost said, this is the coolest event I've ever been to. Like, everybody was, dude, this is the coolest thing we've ever done. And I agree. It was. We did our job. Spent a lot of money, but that's okay. That was cool. The actual going to the Super Bowl game, shelling out, you know, the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and nobody even knowing what down it is and people standing up and taking selfies and on a third and one, right? Like, it just, I don't know. Maybe I'm humbugging this too much, and if your dreams go to Super Bowl, go. But, yeah, we'll take that for whatever you want, whatever you will. Dr. Steve Brule, another Tampa game? Maybe, dude, I love Tampa Bay. I was looking at real estate, ain't going to lie. I was like, babe, we can move down there, save money. Yeah, I like Tampa Bay. I am planning on going back. Eber was awesome. I think I said that right. Yeah, I freaking, oh. Oh, look at this, Anthony. Cup is half empty. Yeah, I like that. Zero optimism about him. Eric, tailgating was fun. I'm going to be making it the one to New Orleans. Love it. Matthew, I'll definitely be in H-Town. It's home away from home. Pops was born and raised in the Fifth Ward. Dude, that's what's up, man. Woo! There we go. Anthony, my brother and I are looking, coming from Australia this year. Cannot wait. Does Wayne Breezy come to? Wayne comes to some. You got to get on Wayne. You got to get him out there. Wayne didn't make trips this year, but I know he was super busy at home with his other schedule because that dude's just so in demand. But yeah, if you get on Wayne early, he'll come out. That's what it is. Jason, come to Seattle. Always a good time. I will never miss a Seattle game. One, it's one of my favorite stadiums. Two, I love the city down there. I love the water. I think it's beautiful. And it's division rival. Like, I hate the Cowboys the most. Seahawks are second for me. And Captain's just the man. You know, that chapter there is awesome. But Captain's always great to see you, man. Alex is unbelievable. Yeah. Right, right here, Kyle. You just sounded like Bill Burr on the Super Bowl. Thank you, Kyle. I will take that as a compliment. I'm a big Bill Burr guy. That's what it is. NY Niners, John, if you move to Tampa, drinks 100% only. You better be careful what you wish for. John Chapman, yeah, anyway. I've actually been drinking a lot less, which has been good. So, yeah, I plan on going to Tampa, Fonzie. I just enjoyed it too much down there. I really, really did. Right here, Niners Zeno. John, can we do anything possible with the Brandon Ayuk contract? Nope, not now. And if I'm going to be honest with you here, I'm going to pull this up because regardless of what Brandon Ayuk does moving forward, I truly do believe this is the worst contract the 49ers have handed out since Shanahan's been here. Even that Jimmy G contract, you were able to finagle around it and whatever, front load it. I like Brandon Ayuk. He's my son. He was my son's favorite player. I don't think he is anymore. I love Brandon Ayuk. I really, really do. And I think that he is good. I do not think that he is a $30 million wide receiver. Here are the cap numbers. Oh, man. All right. Cap numbers. This year, $10.7 million. Not that big of a deal. But an additional $4 million hits April 1st. So that's going to be $15 million cap hit this year. $16 million cap hit in 2026. $42.2 million cap hit in 27, $44 million cap hit in 28, the last year of the deal, then a $14.5 million cap hit on a void year whenever he's gone. Like, God bless. This contract sucks. Oh. If you move off of him, in the next 2 years, you lose even more money. Man. Yeah, we got raked over the coals. Emotions, man. That you ain't getting out of this contract at any point. maybe the last year. In 2028, you could move him and save $30 million cap space, but you'd still have back-to-back years, $15 million against the cap, for him to not even play for you. That contract sucks. It's not near as bad as Justin Jefferson's. Isn't that weird? It's, yeah, anyway. Right here, Aaron, we need Chapman to sound the Bill Barr talking about Phil. Dude, yes, one of my favorite clips of all time. Go type in, when you're done with this, Bill Burr Philly rant. And he just, I think it's an 8-minute rant about just talking about how terrible that city is. And I'm with him probably 95% of the way. This whole bit about your legend is a made-up movie character. That's not even real. And he gets into his whole thing about why. I'm with you. Anyway, we'll take that for what it is. How did we agree to such a terrible contract? Ayuk, man, he made it about him, not the team. Shanahan caved, should have traded him, but I hope he comes back and he's an all pro. He's never been an all pro yet, and we're paying him like he's a top three wide receiver, but I hope Ayuk comes back. We have to have him, and you're going to have him deliver for what this contract is. Like, people want to talk about Debo's contract. Debo's contract compared to this is hilarious. It's peanuts. The Ayuk deal is a whole nother freaking level. You've got $240 million plus cap hits on Ayuk deal. You had $130 million cap hit on the Debo deal. One. They're not even comparable. Debo's cap hit this year is $15 million. It's the second biggest cap hit of his deal. Yeah. Debo did his deal so that he could be traded. You look at that, that's not a tradable contract. Ayuk did his deal to get as much as he could and make it hard to build around him. That's just what the numbers say. I know people get upset about me. Oh, grand day. That's right. 5 minutes left. How much time do I have? 5 more minutes. Those who haven't heard the Bill Burr thing, that's okay. All right, let's get to the second part of Aaron R's email, which I really, really like. He says, I've been looking at safeties who can cover the slot and move to free safety. That's a rare quality. You have to have speed there. Aaron goes on to say, if it was a good fit, how early would you be willing to take somebody that can cover, man cover, and be a free safety? I know Demo wants to be nickel and outside corner, but might not be the best roster construction move if the right guy is available. Two things. Demo will be the nickel as long as he wants to be the nickel. He's too damn good at it. He might be the best nickel corner in the NFL, if not top three guaranteed. The 49ers have never stopped the slot fade since Shanahan showed up in this defensive scheme since 2017 until Demo this year. And he did it against all the best slots. Demo's going to be that. But if the 49ers under Robert Saleh are going to continue to run more man coverage, which the Jets ran a lot of man coverage last year, and so did the 49ers this year with Nick Sorensen, worst defensive coordinator in the history of the 49ers organization. But if we continue to do that, Robert Saleh did it too, you need guys that can cover man, period. Okay, so you need a free safety with speed. That's key for me. Speed is important. You have a lot of strong safeties, right? Even if you don't bring back Hufanga. But if you bring back Hufanga, Hufanga's not a free safety, period. Jair Brown's not a free safety, period. Malik Mustafa maybe is, but that's not really what he's built for either. You got three strong safeties. You need a free safety with speed that can cover and support the run. I think that is very important. So, personally, I would prefer a free agent safety. Why? Because they're so cheap. The safety position has been devalued more than the running back spot. You can get cheap. So if you go free agent, listen to these names. Justin Reed, good Lord. I love Justin Reed. Eric Reed's little brother. Julian Blackman, yeah, should have got him last year. Trevor Moehrig, all right. Cameron Bynum, his best game against us of his career. Justin Simmons, yes. Javon Holland, yes. Jalen Mills was with Solid in the Jets. And Ashton Davis, yes. Those are all speed guys that can cover, that would fulfill that role, that you can get super cheap. But if you are going to draft and if you want to attack this in the draft, I understand that. I want a guy that can run a 4.5 40, 4.5 or better. Or better. I know everybody talks 4.4 all the time. 4.5 is good for a safety. We have 4.6 and 4.7 safeties. I want 4.5 or better. Probably Nick Eman, Eman Worry from South Carolina, is likely to be that guy. Malachi Starks, I'm not taking to the first round. I don't care how good he is. I'm not going to do that top 11 pick. Not going to do that. And Daniel Jeremiah had Nick Eman actually rated higher than Malachi Starks, which I thought was interesting. But, you know, the second round pick I would spend on, I'd be okay with it. I wouldn't love it if you took Nick Eman there the second round. Mock Draft Database has him as the 34th ranked prospect. Daniel Jeremiah had him ranked 21. Ugh. Still, I don't want to spend that high of a pick on a safety personally, but I do think that that dude would come in. He'd be the free safety, top end speed. He could do everything you want. He could do everything you want. I would prefer a late day three safety if I was going to be honest. Now, shout out to my man Ben and NY Niners and his awesome Excel spreadsheet. You look at safeties with past 40-yard official measurements. Now, these aren't quote-unquote official or combine or whatever, but here are some safeties. And again, our chart, which I'm going to be shared later this week with our Patreon and the 49ers Rush, you just go to DBs and you can sort it by 40 time. Again, this is not official combine. It hasn't happened yet. But Andrew Mukuba, Texas, he was with Clemson, the Texas. He ran a 4.33 40. Now he's gained weight. What's he going to do at the combine? I doubt it's going to be that fast. Malachi Starks, 4.35. He's got it measured. Nick Eman, 4.38. You can go down to Rod Moore, 4.4 flat. Shiloh Sanders, that's a guy that I think fits exactly what the Niners want slash need with where he's going to go. I don't think Shiloh Sanders is going to go until day three of the draft. Now, do I want, you know, one of the Sanders kids and the circus that's going to come with that? Not really, but you don't really hear Deion talk about Shiloh a lot. He talks about the other two, but Shiloh Sanders, 6 foot, 195, 2,600 plus snaps, 300 plus special team snaps, like good tackle grade, missed tackles a little high. But like experience, versatility, special teams, I would prefer a guy like that, that he's got the speed, he's got the experience, he's got special teams. I'd prefer a guy like that in the sixth or seventh round personally. I want a veteran guy that could step in. But, you know, that's just kind of where I see that. But again, yeah, even Andrew Mukuba, who I think goes second, third round, I don't want to spend that high of a pick on the safety position. But I do love me some Andrew Mukuba. He would be a lot of 49ers' favorite players once you see him. You talk about a hard-hitting safety with top-end speed that can play everywhere and just does dirty work. There's going to be people that put comps to him, to Malik Mustafa, because of just how violent he is. But, yeah, get that where you with where you want it on that. I don't want to spend a high pick on a safety personally. I don't. Kyle, I'm excited to see the growth of Mustafa in green undersalt. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And Leon, yes. Ashton Davis is my favorite free safety option. 4.4 speed. Stud special teamers. Always making plays. And was just with Saleh. And was just with Brent Boyer. They're both going to be like, dude, get Ashton Davis. Cheap option. Reliable. Speed. Has what you want. Ah. Man. What's up, Rick? He says, good afternoon. Good morning, John. Coming from Chicago, where I live. Love it. I'm still a diehard 49er. It don't matter where you are. I love it. Leon said, Justin Reed could be our backup kicker, too. He would be our starting kickoff. Justin Reed is better at kickoff than Jake Moody is. It's not even close. Kickoff team, not field goal. He can kick field goals, too. He might be better there. Davis went to Cal. Love it. E-Man looks like a lot of fun. Yeah, I like that dude. NY Niners. Thank you, man. Andrew Mukuba, unofficial 40 is 4.33. His coverage grade 89.7. Also played the most snaps deep. He did it for two schools and two defensive schemes. Thrived in both. And plays his best at the biggest moments. You go watch. Just type in Andrew Mukuba hard hit. You're going to get a couple videos. You get a couple videos. Let's go. Billy Bowman ran a 4.4. Is that correct? 4.47. 5'10", 200. He fits. That's a day three guy. I'm cool with that. I would love that. Pete, Niners are loaded like a little diaper. Ha, ha, ha. I love it. Go start at the beginning of the show. Allow us to talk through that. But I like the joke. I respect it. I think that Shiloh Sanders' coverage is bad. Yeah, I get it. But I'd rather spend a sixth rounder on Shiloh than a second rounder on a safety. I want somebody that's going to be in the trenches, and I want to stock up in the trenches. I want first, second, third round picks to be in the trenches. I do not want to draft safeties. I do not want to draft wide receivers. I do not want to draft tight end. I'm cool with. I want trenches. That's what I want. That's where I want those picks to be. That's just me. That's going to do it for us today. We've got a lot more stuff coming your way this week. We'll be going every single day all the way up to the Super Bowl and all that stuff. I want to be talking a lot more draft stuff. I'm going to have a breakdown coming up very, very soon. And I want to be on a podcast with Niner Jess tonight at 5 p.m. So go check her out if you haven't yet. And we will that's going to be a fun one. I'm not sure what the show's going to be over. I think we're going to be talking draft stuff. But, go check out Niner Jess and her show, which she's, man, diehard fan. She's incredible. But anyway, that's going to do it for us here. You guys are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.